Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to solve somebody else's problem right now. It's about, you've probably never been through this, but you're trying to plan a party.
Okay.
And then people you've invited to the party take over the party and make it something that you didn't want it to be. And you're like,
what?
It's my party.
Why
you don't get to change my party. It's my party.
Yeah, why are they trying to change our party?
Well, we're going
to
find out exactly that. We've got Tracy wants to get her party back, I guess. Tracy?
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
So I had this, girls weekend planned. So it was like myself and four of my friends.
Okay.
And, just us. And like all of a sudden they're like planning to bring their husband. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This is just supposed to be us, spa time, hot springs and relaxed. And I just feel like they're taking over. I'm the one that planned this. My own husband, like, I was like, no, this is my weekend. You go and do your thing with the guys and that's it. And now they're bringing their husband. So it's like me and them and their husband. It's like, no.
This is your party, right?
Yeah. I don't want to be mean, but it's like, it's wrong.
So do you want to uninvite them or do you want to find a way to take your party back? Well, I mean, those are the questions for a minute from now. But first, were you clear? Did you say this is a girl's weekend? I mean, were you clear on that?
I mean, their husbands were not invited. It was clearly like, I sent even out like an e-vite, to make it very clear that this was like about us and going to be special time for us. Well, like there, it just isn't that kind of a weekend.
Well,
you know,
we know the husbands weren't trying to force their way into your weekend. So clearly it was all the wives that took it upon themselves to not heed your advice and to invite all these dudes now.
Yeah, exactly. And they're with them all the time. Like, why would they want them for, like, a girl's weekend? That's ridiculous.
But are you, I get that, but I'm also, my wife and I think we have healthy times where we're apart, but for the most part, we want to spend time with each other. So are you just mad that their husbands actually do want to come and they're in loving relationships where they're like, oh my God, we're going to the hot springs. I want to bring my husband. Like, does that set you off? Because you clearly don't want to be with your husband over the weekend.
No, it's not that it's just not that kind of a getaway. Right. And I do lots of getaways with my husband that do not include my girlfriends, because it's special time for us. It was not that kind of a weekend.
Just keep saying it's not that kind of weekend, but couples go to the hot spring. So you just didn't want it to be that kind of a weekend, but
neither did they. That's how it was supposed to be. It was like a girl's weekend. That's what it was. I don't understand. If they wanted it to be something else, then they should have kind of like talked about that.
So now you're forced to either accept that it's now a couple's weekend and go tail between your legs to your husband and ask him, or what? Or you don't go and let the, how many of all the girls coming, is it half are bringing their husbands, more than half? Are you the only one not? How many people are bringing them?
Well, all four of them are, because one was like, oh, my husband's coming. And then they were all like, okay, well then, we might as well bring them. And I'm like,
I don't see the husbands.
That's not what this was supposed to be.
You know, to me, this is weird, Tracy, because it's like a juxtaposition. Usually, it's the guys got their big man
we're
weekend.
We're going to Vegas!
Yeah, and the wives are like, no, you're not. We're coming with.
Right. Da, da, da.
I don't see husband. Have you ever done that before?
Forced my way into a girl's weekend?
Yeah.
No, but I will say this. A lot of the girls want me to go on the weekend.
Okay.
Because I'm as catty as they are. I'm at least 30% estrogen.
This is true.
I know the good wines to drink.
Wow, you are.
They actually, a lot of times, want me to come on the weekend and not Glau because she's more into fantasy football and talking about stuff. And I'm like, hon, I'm going with your girls for a weekend up at the hot springs. Tracy, I'll go with you because we will have a grand old time.
I bet we would.
I don't.
So you need help. You need our help or our listeners' help with trying to get them, like Slacker,
what do you want? Do you want to cancel the party? Do you want to, because you've also said this one thing that kind of like irritates me a little bit, but I understand what you're saying. It's like, but I planned it. It's like, right, but anybody else could go online and book a room at the hot springs. Like, you didn't invent the wheel here. So you don't get to be, it's like, yeah, but I was the one who called and got the group rate at the hotel. Great. But you did plan it. So I don't want to negate that, but I'm just saying.
Well, you kind of are.
No, I know I am. I'm sorry, Tricia. Wow. I know I get that, but I'm just saying, I guess it just isn't a great argument. Like when you're a grown ass woman to go into your friends and go, guys, you don't get to bring your husband because I planned it. Like I'm just trying to help you to not make that the crux of your thing. And then your other thing is like, that's not what this weekend is. And it's like, it's a weekend at a hotel in the mountains with hot water. Like that can be girls, that can be boys, that can be a combination. So
The original intention was for it to be for a group of friends to get together because we don't get to see each other a lot. So that's what it was. And anybody else could have planned it. And it would have been the same type of weekend. It just took one person to decide that she wanted her husband to come along, and everybody joined in. So it isn't anything to do with whether I'm the one that got the group rate or booked it. It's what we all talked about and thought that this would be great for just us, the girls, to get together. That's all. So I just find it to be, I don't know, it's a little off-putting that somebody would just kind of like, you know.
And it's rude.
Change it.
They hijacked your event.
They did.
And, but I guess the billion-dollar question is, what do you want now, Tracy? They hijacked it. So, like, do you want people to tell you how to tell them no? I mean, it seems like you're pretty good at speaking your mind if you want to.
Right.
Do you what's the next move? I don't know. Can you uninvite them? At this point, it's 4-1. So if somebody's getting uninvited, I got bad news for you.
You might be the odd one out at this point.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's your party. But it's my party. I planned it. It's not what we meant to do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that because to be honest with you, if I'm going to go away with my husband, I'm going to go away with my husband. It's going to be me and my husband. I don't need to go out with like five other couples. It just totally defeats the purpose of what it was supposed to be.
Wow. Gotcha. I mean, that's, you've made great points. Yeah. Thank you for playing along with this. I'm sorry I came at you a little bit. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I think other people have been in this thing where it's like, let's all have a get together and we'll all read Of Mice and Men and we'll get in here. It's like, no, instead, I'm going to bring over finger sandwiches and we're going to watch a fantasy football draft. It's like, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that's not what I said at all.
At all.
It's not my party anymore.
Right.
So
exactly.
Hang tight, Tracy. We're going to get you some advice. Yikes. She's right.
Right.
But guess what being right gets you?
It's not. It's going to get you ostracized from the majority now.
Right?
Suddenly, she's the minority. They all.
She's still right. Yeah. Let's all scream. Tracy's right. Tracy's right. Her friends are bringing their husbands. I don't know what to tell her.
I know.
Like, if you can help her, if you have advice. I mean, I think it's rude that they did it. But how do you unring a bell? Then she's literally, the one thing I think she's asking is for her friends to go back to their husbands and go, sorry, it's a girls' weekend. Now it's uncomfortable.
Way.
Because then it's like, why? What are you guys going to do that we can't be there?
Right.
That's weird.
Yes.
Is somebody else, you got strippers coming up? What's going on?
Wait, it was okay a minute ago that we're all coming, but now suddenly we're definitely coming now.
Now I'm all in. I didn't want to go. It's a stupid hot springs. It's hot water. I have hot water in my house. Oh, this is naturally occurring. I don't care. Yay. Other skanky people have sat in it moments before I get in.
Thank you. Okay.
So if you want to help Tracy out, it was her party and now couples have taken it over.
Yeah.
What can she do next? Katie?
Yay.
What would you do?
So I deal with this a lot. I'm an event planner, and I constantly have clients who get people who like bring an extra plus one to something. And you can always spin it as, you know, that sounds like an amazing weekend to do a huge couples retreat. However, I was really looking forward to just some girl time because I haven't seen all of you guys in so long. So how do you guys feel making this a girls' trip since it's already mostly planned that way?
Yeah.
And then we can plan another trip next month where we do a big couples thing.
Nice.
But here's the problem with what you're saying. It is now it's already mostly planned as a couples thing because all the other ones have already invited. So it's like their retort can be like, well, actually, you're the only one not bringing your husband. So how about we plan a girls' weekend later and make this the couples' weekend?
Dang.
If she's been the one that's been planning the entire thing, she can throw in, and she has to be like careful how she does it, but she throws in, well, I had all of these like fun girls things for us to do,
yeah,
like a wine tasting or like those kinds of things that it's like, and I already RSVP'd for them. And like, she finds something that she can use as her ace in the hole to like twist their arm, but she lays it on just thick enough with, I've already done all this planning and I know you guys invited your husbands, but I planned this as a girls' weekend and I'd really love to be able to do this with you guys, but we can do another couple things some other time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
As an event planner, you probably have to find tactful ways to tell people to F off all the time. Thank you for the call, Katie. Megan.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay. I think at this point, she just needs to invite her husband because otherwise she's going to come off looking super immature. It's not going to go well. It's going to be very awkward. I'm sure when they're at the place, they're going to separate out into guys and girls and like go talk and stuff. So she's still going to have that. And if she really wants a true girls weekend, do Vegas with strippers and then they won't come.
Do Vegas with strippers.
Nice.
Yeah, most guys are like, yeah, honey, feel free to go out and max out the credit card on Chippendales. Like,
yeah, if this ever happens again, though, the second that somebody suggests, can I bring my husband or I want to bring my husband or whatever, that's when you nip it right there and say, actually, I love that this could kind of be a girls' weekend where we can get closer and just be the four of us or five of us.
All right. Thank you for the call, Megan. She's like,
That's mature. That's a bit.
It's my party. Sounds like the most image. It's like, stamping
your feet.
It's not fair.
I'm not getting my way. Yeah. It's not fair.
Then you've lost the argument. Deanna.
Yay.
What do you think?
So, well, I think it is a bummer that her friends didn't consult her before changing the plans. But since she is now the minority, I think she should kind of just suck it up, go on a great couples weekend. Next time she plans a trip, lesson learned, be very explicit and say, hey, girls only, no boys allowed.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do that? Shouldn't your friends?
They should get it. They should want to be away from their husbands as much as she does.
You just want the husbands to be able to go have a good time. You're mostly concerned about all these dudes who are like, I don't want to do this.
Well,
hot springs are like petri dishes of older people's.
They are.
Michelle.
Hi.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm on her side because when you plan a girls' weekend out, maybe the other girls are wondering what their husbands are going to do while she's out of town, so they don't feel.
That's why they invited him.
That's what I'm thinking.
No trust in those relationships.
Zero.
Good call.
Yeah, I just really think that's maybe what's happening because a girl's weekend away is so much fun and it gives the husbands a break too.
But do you guys, when you're on a girl's weekend, you pretend like you're all being good, but you guys, you get unruly and there's strippers and drugs.
I'm honest.
Yeah. Here's the thing. That's why you guys are better than us. Because you won't Instagram the pictures.
Right.
We do something stupid. It's like, Boom. Here I am with all the strippers. And you're like, busted.
Idiots.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.